The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is April 11th, 2016. It is a Monday. We got a live show for you today. Hopefully it's going to be a good one, which I believe that it will. So before we go any further, everyone, make sure that you're supporting Black Talk Radio Network and making your monetary donations. But there's also a crowdfunding campaign that is going on. Just go to Black Talk Media or go to Black Talk Radio Network, and it's a part of the Black Talk Media Project. And this is what you're going to get with this opportunity to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you here. The first option is a one-time contribution of $24.99, just short of $25. Go ahead, throw the other penny in. It'd be worth it. You'll see why in a minute. Via PayPal, and you can send it to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And what you will get from that, for the first option, you'll receive a monthly statistic performance report of the radio stations and social media operations via that email that you sent. Also, the second option, which is a great option, this is, in my opinion, the one you should start with. I actually did it this weekend. Looking forward to continue to do that on a more regular basis, is a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving a monthly email, you will receive a free Black Talk Radio Station, a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, a t-shirt will be provided for every $25 contribution.
Piers, brother Dave has been knocked offline. This is Scotty, the station manager. I'm sure he will call right back in. Apologies for the technical difficulties. I'm sure once he's aware that he's not logged in. Let me see. I might want to try giving him a call and hooking them back up, because who knows, he may not even realize that he got knocked off. So y'all bear with me as I give brother Dave a call and try to get him back on air. Again, apologies, sometimes these things happen, but we work through them. Let me see, that was 7. Okay, here we go. See if we can get him back on air. Okay, now I hope everything's okay at the house for it to be abruptly hung up like that. Now, that's never happened before with Brother Dave.
Hello, I'm not available right now, but if you leave your name and number, I'll call you back.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to play some music until we can resolve this issue and get Brother Dave back on the air. You're listening to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall. I choose to live, not die.
You know, hip-hop is a powerful thing, but that power can be used for or against. I love hip-hop. I said I love hip-hop. So for the love of hip-hop, let me share some with you. Listen. I got a secret, everybody come and listen. Took the money out of schools and they got rich building prisons. With rap verses and rhyme, made it cooler go to jail than gave niggas time. With brainwashing people with a marketing plan. This brother all around me like stalking me, man. With his slogans and his phrases, keep the masses in their places to accept for extermination like Logan through the mazes. It's in the book of ages, but we never read the pages to hit the robbers up to exterminate the racists. Where were all the Christians when we started dropping bombs? Where was Luke, Matthew, Mark, and John? They say pray to Christ, but act nothing like him. As they lead the sheep to slaughter, we get crucified just like them. Scripture says the meek shall inherit the earth. But after global warming, tell me what that shit worth. Not the price of dirt, he got me for my shirt. The emperor has no clothes and kindly dropped the skirt. She can get it in the rear, we should have known that it was near. Osama's just a tool they used to promote their brand of fear.
Extra, extra, read all about it. This the daily news for the street folks around it. Some say I get in too deep when I speak about it. You reap what you sow, I doubt it. And these New York Times listening to the village voice. Killers and gangbangers killing. A killer choice, I feel to stand the man I am true. Read about me in Amsterdam, Newton, in this white man's world.
I got a secret, everybody come and listen. They took the money out of schools and they got rich building prisons. Atlanta children missing, one man set for lynching. The murders still continue, but no one cares to list them. What's the price of black when white is valued higher? Who's the last to get the job, first to get the fire? No one gets the blame, truth is just the truth. Most don't have a future, cause most don't know their roots. But they know flavor hoops and they think that shit is cute. Like Beyonce in a G-string and Jay-Z in a suit. The Pied Piper with a flute, mommy getting zooked. The children's in the street in the dealer.
Okay, we're back, Shotty. Sorry about that, everyone. Thanks, Scotty, for letting me know. I guess I got disconnected and didn't even know it, but good looking out, Scotty. Thanks. I saw the number, and I said, man, that number looks familiar. And I said, well, I'm on air right now. I can't even, you know. But I'm glad Scotty hit me up on Facebook, and I saw it there. Much, much, much love. Now I can tell if I go off because I should have been paying attention to the active caller speaker there. So, okay, everyone. So let me just pick up and make sure from where I first heard Scotty calling. Now, what we're doing here at Black Talk Radio Network, we have a crowdfunding campaign, and you can make a monetary donation of $24.99, just short of $25, and you will get a monthly statistics performance report of the radio station and social media operations via your email. Then also for $25 or more, which is a great deal, mine as well, do $25 or more than when CYU would do the $24, but 99 cents. But if that's all that you can do, I understand that. That's different. But the best deal is to actually do the number two and number three. You make a one-time contribution of $25 or more and receive a monthly, you'll receive the monthly report as well as the social media operations. And then you will also get a Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. So that is what you could do for $25. And if you, in increments of 25, you will get a t-shirt for each increment of 25. So $50, you'll get another t-shirt. $75, you'll get three t-shirts. $100, you'll get four. And so on and so on. So just make sure that you put in your size and your mailing address for it to go out. And that's going to go out around April the 14th of 2016, so relatively soon. the t-shirt should be going out. Now, option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more in addition to receiving the monthly status report in the social media operations. You will also receive your Black Radio Station Matter t-shirts as an appreciation gift, and you will be eligible to receive gifts, which will give contributors an appreciation for their financial support to Black Talk Media Project. So make sure that you engage in this, so needed, and also tell your friends, tell your family members about this. Get these, you know, go ahead, grab your t-shirts. More importantly, support the network. It's so important so that we can have the things that are so necessary. And I know you appreciate it. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Now, let's show our appreciation by contributing to it to ensure that we're going to have it. I've done it, and I will continue to do it because it's so necessary for us to be able to establish our own self-determining and sovereignty based off of the decisions and the directions and the free will that we will weigh instead of being told what to do. So very, very important. So let's get into some of the things on today's show. Today's show, we didn't get to do the show on Friday because of the little technical difficulties that we had, and we were kicked off. So we're going to pick up where that left off on last Friday. But before we do that, I want to definitely say to you all that we are actively trading within. If you are interested in trading with us, we are doing it via the iMarkets program. But if you would like to trade with us, we meet and we discuss some of the things that are going on, and we actively trade for the individuals that are in the iMarkets. If you'd like to sign up for us with us and actually become part of our group, and believe me, we're going to be doing some more things coming up here in the future. Looking forward to those things and adding new people. What we're doing is that what I want to do is that I want to actually highlight some of the individuals that are in the group now, so that if you hear and you're interested in signing up with our overall 4X trading group, and our group is a little different than most of the trading groups, in my opinion, because we look at some things differently than a lot of people, and we make some of the trades based off of that. Some people have done extremely, extremely well in 10, 20 minutes time within that trading window. And it was some great, you know, it's great to see that. But that is something that can definitely gain. Let me tell you, they are going to push this economy in a direction that if you do nothing, you will have the opportunity to lose everything. And I like to say that with the overall, the iMarkets program, they have a harmonic scanner. They have a copier where you can actually copy other people's trade. And then there's also the actual referral or bringing other people into the group program, where they will actually pay you for people that you bring into the group. The overall cost is $200 to sign up, and then $150 a month. But once you sign up three people or more, they will actually pay you, and it will cover that overall monthly fee that you still will have to pay, but they will pay you separately, and you can do with that cash whatever you would like. And then after you sign up so many people, the overall residual income from that is going to be phenomenal. Some people are doing some major, major, major numbers with that, with the compensation plan. I'm, you know, I see that. That is an actual, a caveat to it all, and it's a benefit of it, but I'm really focused on the trading side of it. But the added benefit that you get is actually the compensation plan, which people are doing. Some people are doing thousands and thousands of dollars in that in itself. So I like to say this is a great opportunity for you to trade, to learn and earn. And also it gives you an opportunity to fire your boss or to keep your boss on your terms, because you can actually go into and gain other resources so that you can sustain yourself. And this is what's going to be so important in the future. They're going to start to move the economy in a direction that if you would just stand by and watch, is going to take everything that you have on. It's going to take your tie. It's going to take your coat. It's going to take your shirt, your pants, your underwear, your socks. and is going. This is where they say people are about to lose their shirts in the market, but it's even more than their shirts that they're going to be losing in the market, because this is the direction and the intention of it all. But you can actually be on the right side of these actions by actually doing some of the things within the Forex market and trading within the Forex market. You can actually benefit from the different movement of currency. And I also, you've always heard me say, I firmly believe that currency should be used in an appropriate way. You should use it to maintain your quality of life, to maintain your standard of living, and to service your obligations. But it's not something that you should overly expose yourself in saving in. You should only be saving in real money. And if you think cash is real money, then you need to sit down and go back into some of the old, into the archives of Tando Radio Show and look and find out what real money is, because it's not cash. It never has been and never will be. Cash is a coupon that you could use appropriately to get real money and to get assets. But at some point, it's going to be very difficult for you to do it, because the overall movement in real money is going to start to be in a place where it may be unobtainable for people. And this is the trap that they want to put people in. So come into our group, learn how to trade. You can do that by going to imarketsglobal.com. That's imarketsglobal.com. That's one of the members that's in our group. If you're looking to sign up today, sign up under that person. And also, if you're going to sign up, make sure you contact me. You can text me at 951-790-8330, or you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Email me or text me to let me know that you're doing it, so I can make sure that you to help you out, and I can strategically place you for the benefit of yourself and the group at large, because this is what we want to do. So definitely go there. And also, we have the precious metals training that is going on for $25 a month. You can learn the history of the precious metal. You can learn how to leverage it, learn how to gain interest off of it, learn how it's going to be used in the future. You can learn the intrinsical value of it. You will actually get a understanding of why the precious metals are so important and why you actually need them in your overall economic portfolio and a part of your savings plan, majorly your savings plan. Very important, because of the overall, this will give you opportunity when they start to remit, or they start to have their coupons expire, which is the currency. So if you're interested in that, you can get in contact with me by the same way, 951-790-8330, and you can, I'll also contact me by email of wolf6pack1@gmail.com. So now let's jump into some of the stuff that was going on in the world. Go to our Facebook page, Tando, and that's Thando Radio Show on Facebook, and check out some of the things that we posted there this weekend and today. Very, very important. So I'm going to pick up from where we left off. 1 second. And then at the appropriate time, hold on 1 second, we're going to start this show on today's show, and we're going to talk about it. But there's some major, major things that's going on. So first story that we want to pick up on, and we posted this one, I believe, on Friday evening. Yes, it was Friday evening. Really good one. This one comes from internationalman.com, comparing the 1930s to today. Check out this article. A lot of people will check this out. Make sure you we're going to highlight this and actually talk about this at some point, maybe this week. It's something that we really need to compare 1930 to right now. Believe me, the situation that that you are in is far, far worse. Far, far worse than what the people had in 1930, known as America's Great Depression. This is something that is going to continue to explode and expand, and you have to be prepared for it. And you'll see, and if you've been listening to Tando Radio, you know that we bring you some of those stories, and this is so important in preparing yourself. So check out that. Next article came from Reuters. Obama to meet Fed Chair Yellen on Monday. But see, earlier, they're posted here. Oh, I didn't go down far enough on Let me go back a little further. On the 8th, there was, this came from Armstrong Economics, Fed to hold emergency expedient closed door meeting with the Board of Governors on Monday, which was today, April the 11th. Then the next article, beware of the coming default tsunami in emerging markets. Very, very important article. Check out that one. Then the next one, Japan citizens flee Tokyo in mass following Fukushima disaster. And this is going to continue. Fukushima is still spewing and actually releasing radioactive isotopes into the atmosphere that is going to trigger the cancers that are already in your body. And it's going to bring those and activate those by destroying your immune system, our immune system, and the cancers that are there, the body won't be able to fight off, and they're going to start to see an explosion of the different forms of cancer, especially the ones that are associated with radiation poisoning. So make sure you're detoxing and doing the things that are necessary for you to strengthen your immune system. And that means don't follow it with a lot of the mainstream lies are, they're only going to make you sicker. Get rid of that antibacterial soap. I see a lot of people carrying antibacterial soap in little vials on their purses and on their pockets and their belt loops and all of these other things. That stuff is making you sick. It's actually hamstringing your immune system and is making you more susceptible to viruses and pathogens and everything else. And it's because you are developing a resistance to antibiotics. You need to really, the only antibiotics I believe you should be taking, and many sincere doctors believe that you should be taking, are the natural antibiotics when it's needed. And the most important thing to maintaining your health is having a healthy immune system, drinking plenty of live water, living water, and also getting the proper rest and having the proper nourishment in your body. And that doesn't mean any synthetic processed foods. Yes, we all are guilty of it, but this is what makes us sick. We have a natural body and we're feeding it synthetic means, which means it is not going to act in a natural way. Then synthetics are going to overrun and supersede the ability of the natural body to deal with it. So, and this is where you start to have the overall saturation of the lung, of the body and the cells, to where the different immune deficiency diseases and the different effects that of a weak immune system will start to play itself in our lives. And this is why we see ourselves in the health state that we are in, looking for health care when all we need is God's health cures. Health care is what kills you, because you will be under the care until you are gone or you've been financially drained, and it's a part of the depopulation program. So we talk about that a lot here, and we will continue to. So let's continue. Next, we have this one comes from Bloomberg. And I said, bank bail-ins are spreading. In Austria, regulators force the sharing of loss. This is a huge story. Basically, the bank bail-ins, and what happened in Austria was that some of the banks started to fail, and for the first time, they started to seize the depositors' funds in their banks. This is nothing new. We've been talking about it. It is only going to expand. And all those people that laugh and frown upon and say, I don't need to do this, that's all conspiracy. Those people are going to be the ones that are going to be in line and be without begging and then demanding, and their demands will be brought on deaf ears, and they're going to make demands and they're going to respond to everything in a violent way, and they're going to get smashed and crushed, or they're going to completely surrender because they're going to be broke, hungry, sick, and without any refuge. Because they didn't prepare themselves appropriately, nor did they listen to the signs. People perish because of, biblically it says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. They have rejected knowledge. And those individuals, when they tell you and they play everything out, the rejection of sound, sincere, proven knowledge is something that will weigh against you. It never benefits you to ignore it, because you can never ignore. You can ignore reality, but you can never ignore the consequences of your ignoring the reality and the situation and the consequences and the reaction to it. So you won't be able to escape. So the bank bail-ins have started in Europe, and I've been telling you, and I've been talking about how Europe is going to explode first. This is going to be expanding. This is nothing new. This is a part of the everyday program. This is the new normal, where they will take not only what's in your bank account, they will take within what's in your homes, and they will require you to give up your freedom and start to work off of the fraudulent debt that they're going to be throwing on you. And this is something that is coming and down the pipe. And if you're wise, you will heed good instruction. If not, then you will learn from experience. And from what I was told as a child, a fool always learns from experience, while the wise heeds good instruction. You be wise. So next article comes from Bloomberg. And this is all a part of it. Today and this week, and this weekend was a very key, quietly huge. It was a quiet explosion that went off globally. And this is the overall advent of the demise of the global economy into a depression. A deep global depression is setting in. And this is all manipulated, and this is all coordinated. And it's going to be very apparent in the soon enough, closer today than it was yesterday. So this comes from Bloomberg. Abenomics rebukes as BlackRock joins $46 million billion-dollar Japanese bailout. Pullout. BlackRock joins $46 billion Japan pullout. Check out that article, very important. Next one comes from Veterans Today. This one I tried to post a couple of times and they took it down. So I would highly suggest all of you to get this, share it, and check it out before it's taken down. And this one came from Veterans Today. Photos: U.S. plane drops weapons for ISIS militants in Iraq. Photos: U.S. Weapons for ISIS militants in Iraq. And check it out. Read the article. What's going on there? Basically, there were airdrops where ISIS individuals came in a coordinated time and place, and to pick up the airdrops that were left for them. Pictures, everything is there. This is a part of the purge. This is all building to bring a case against the U.S. Western banking, the military, and the overall culture of the lifestyle and the culture of the economic culture, the social culture, the political culture of the United States. Basically, you are the targets. This is what they're going to bring to the rest of the world, and to bring indictment against the U.S. Culture of living. And the world is going to, the rest of the world, by popular opinion, in a court of global opinion, is going to convict the U.S. And the U.S. is going to engage and lose monetarily, is going to lose politically, is going to lose socially, and is going to lose economically. And you are the target. You will be the new boogeyman, just like the United States has set boogeymans in front of you so that they can take from you. That is what is going to be done, and you're the main target. So make sure you're here and preparing properly for that. Next article comes from manifoldalabama.org. And this one is, this one was about the U.S. actually can't remember what the tonnage was a bunch of military arms to the Middle East, to the Syrian rebels that are basically a division of the ones that they said broke down the buildings in New York, which we already know it was a part of the overall agenda of this government and many others involved for the purpose of depopulation to move into global war. This is the these are the steps. These are the methodical steps that they take in order to deceive you. So check out that article. Next one comes from WWFBO.gov. This is the funding, one of the funding arms of the government. And it says genetically engineered organisms, the federal business opportunity. And they were funding for NASA to have genetically engineered organisms. And they're trying to say it's for space. But let me tell you something. This is how you know that this is an indication that that technology of genetically engineered, meaning is doing what a job. They've taken GMO, genetically modified organisms, to now they're genetically engineered organisms. And they are far more deadly than the GMOs. The GEOs are much more deadly, and you're going to see those in the near future. Genetically engineered organisms. Huge difference. These are the ones that are part of the global control. And this is something that we're going to touch on and expand on when we already have, but we're going to definitely look at it more. This is the new one. This is the graduation from GMOs, genetically modified organisms, to now genetically engineered organisms. You heard it here first. So next article comes from, where does this come from? Oh, IranDaily.com. Bank channels allow CBI access to $6 billion of oil debt in India. The overall trade in the U.S. dollar is no longer happening. This is the demise of your standard of living. Next article, real important one. Got to hurry up here. Comes from World's Press. USD, which stands for United States Dollar, Return of the King. Check out this article, really telling you where things are going. And if you're in the trading, this is something that you should be, some of the information that you should be studying in order to be on the right side of the trade on the long term and to set yourself up to where you can benefit from some of the things that's what's going on. Very important article. If you're a trader, this is definitely something, everyone that's in the trading group, this is something you need to be reading and getting a great understanding for, and to get and develop some real strategies around it with all of the information. This is one of the ones that you need to really be looking at. And if you're not familiar with it, start trading with us, and this will make sense to you. All right, next one comes from mistalk.com. Italy seeks the last resort's bailout fund to ring-fence troubled banks. Bank bail-ins are spreading majorly. So we're going to talk about that all. Next one comes from Sputnik News. U.S. aims to increase fivefold numbers troops in Syria. Global war. Global nuclear war. Global tactical nuclear war, because that's what I believe is going to be used in here. Next article comes from Breitbart. And my commentary on this one is that, oh no, I think I messed up. All right, but my commentary with this, there was a lot of race baiting in here, but this is the overall plan to spread disease and sickness throughout the world and to have a plausible deniability and to blame it on someone else for what it is. My commentary was much more to this story than the race baiting that's being displayed here. It goes hand in hand with planning sickness and disease. The great werewolf of destruction has been released to kill and destroy global population. That's what's really happening here. And you're seeing that in so many ways. You're seeing that in right now as we speak in Europe with the refugee crisis and so many things. You're going to continue to see that as another form of Trojan horse, because a lot of these are GMOs and are GEOs. What we just talked about. This is engineered. Now, one of the things that I put in there, deadly kissing bug makes its way to more than half the U.S., including Utah. And then look at what they did there also. Same thing in this whole thing. So that's my opinion on it. And I can substantiate and validate that by the Kissinger papers for the population control. Just like you have pest control, you have rodent control, you have population control. It means the extermination of those that are a nuisance to you, the overall or to the agenda at hand. And you are on the, you are the nuisance. So check out that article. Next we have and this one comes from activistpost.com. DARPA wants EEG brain readers in every classroom in America. Check out this one. Very, very important and very telling. So check out this. We already talked about some of this stuff, but this is the overall agenda that's being perpetuated, and they want to change the overall brain frequencies of people. Check out that, and they're going to start with the children. Next we have coming from outofthemind.com blog, Out of the Mind, Japan desperately needs a stronger dollar while China wants a weaker dollar. So check out that article. Another thing for the traders, very important there. Then this one is a real good article. This comes from Epic Times. The progressive liberals push towards total tyranny. This is a good article. Check this one out. Next one, I got to hurry up here. Comes from Reuters. Shanghai's wealth management firm comes crashing to earth as executives are arrested. Next one, this is a huge story, and this is comes from JapanNews.net. The economic squeeze of the everyday person, this is my commentary, the economic squeeze of the everyday person is real, and the agenda behind it all has a depopulation program written all over it in blood. This is happening under the cover of technology and security. So check out this article, really, really important. This is currency controls at its finest. Because now what they want to do is have fingerprints to be able to test as currency. And this was a in response to another story that came out on Big Story earlier this year, and we posted this one. And I said, remember we posted this one, the story? And the one below about Japan go together. Time to abandon the Titanic, folks, because all things made by them is going down. And believe me, You want to be as detached as possible. So check out this. This is very, very telling and very important. In today's show, we're going to pick up where we left off on the open push for depopulation by demonic rituals, the Baal worship, and the Book of Enoch. I think Scotty made a mistake and deleted the Book of Enoch. We hadn't finished it, so I'm going to try to send it to him, see if he can upload it. If not, we'll get to that a little bit later. So next one, article, and my man Kevin sent this to me. Thanks, Kev, for sending this one to me. African leaders, and this one comes from africanleadership.co.uk. Zimbabwe introduces gold-backed currency. U.S. investors, check that out. Next one, this is really, really important one, comes from Activist Post. Wells Fargo just admitted to robbing U.S. citizens by deceiving the government, and no one was charged. And this one goes along with the one above it. No, not that one, but another one, one, two above it from Bloomberg. Goldman Sachs resolves U.S. Mortgage probe for $5.1 billion. And that's they go hand in hand. Of course, you know what? They are actively telling you that they are stealing things and you are doing nothing about it. We still continue to live in the way that we've done before, having blind faith. And this is why they're going to say, we told you, we told you, we told you. Now, since you didn't listen, now that we got you, your attention, because you're broke and you're on your knees, and now you are hungry, starving, and there is so much instability from rioting and the overall economic collapse, and you're having Black Friday on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but it's not a deal that you're trying to fight for. It's not a deal that you're trying to get. It's actually resources and the staples of life that you're begging for and you're killing other people for. Then now they're going to say, now that we have your attention, this is what you're going to have to do in order for us to fix this. And guess what? Most people, 99% of the people about 80% of the people are going to follow them because they are following them as we speak now blindly and doing nothing about it. And those people are going to be a real threat. The everyday person is going to become a threat to you even more so than the people that actually instituted the overall collapse and the manipulation, because they didn't make anybody do anything. They deceived and coerced them, and the people fell for it hook, line, and sinker because they made a deal with the devil and they signed that contract in their blind faith. And this is what we generally do and how we get in the predicaments that we're in. So check out that. Next article comes from Reuters. ECB seeks a mollifier of Germany after uproar over helicopter money, telling you the EU is breaking apart. And Germany is going to be a key thing. I was just telling people about this in our trading session, that Germany is going to be the key. Deutsche Bank is key. And Germany, once Germany gets completely disgruntled with the situation, which they are going to get with Greece this summer or this spring or pretty soon in this spring, watch. The EU is going to go first, and then the U.S. economy is going to follow behind it because of the cross-pollination. Next, you have Attorney General Lee's state and federal workers group announced a $5 billion settlement with Goldman Sachs. And let me tell you something. They reached this settlement. We'll read all this later, but none of the people are going to receive one dime from this. This is nothing but the fraud being passed from one to other. This is an exchange of fraud to make you think that there is some form of real justice that's for you. And we buy this crap all the time. Ridiculous. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. Had to run a little long because we got knocked out real quick. But you're listening to Tando Radio Show. At any time in the show, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And just hit star 61. I'll see you in queue. Scotty, if you're there.
Dave, I'm sorry. I deleted it. I thought I was trying to clean out. Because, you know, several of us are sharing, so I had cleared it out, but I'm uploading it now, and I'll let you know when it's done.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to hurry up and get through this because I know it takes up a lot of space, so I'm going to get through this. We're going to get through the Book of Enoch this today and tomorrow. And tomorrow, so that Scotty can have that space, so that other people can have that space. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back today in the Tando Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND, and hit *61. We'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Now, listen, today's show, we want to talk about the open policy for depopulation. And there was a project that was going on in Times Square that as of recently as this Saturday was canceled. And what they were going to do was they were going to actually build a Tower of Baal worship in a Tower of Baal in Times Square. And they were also going to do it in London, in New York City, and also in London. Now, this is very key because there was outrage in this. And see, the thing is that we scream, holler, and they do these certain things to test the overall resilience of the people, to see where people are going. There's an article that we posted inside of Tando last week that you all should definitely read. It's called The Sign of the Times, Back to Baal Worship. And this is very, very important because this is, they're telling you, they are becoming so blatant. The agenda is becoming so blatant from Bill Gates' depopulation program, where he says is depopulation. From the different things that we bring you that they release from the FDA, the Federal Death Administration. I mean, they call it the Federal Drug, the Food and Drug Administration. But and then they have different stories of the technology that's being used and the overall from the papers, the Kissinger papers, when they talk about the controlling population. They are becoming even more blatant because they are going to have it their way because there is no one standing in their way to derail, stop, dismantle their programs. And it's so damaging because we allow the system to build the programs and the directions and to actually pave the highways, the freeways, the roads, the streets that we travel on. We go in the direction that they want us to go. It's a two-way street. But it's really a one-way street. It's the direction that they want you to go. And at some point, at some time, we need to look at this from a real position of having some form of courage and having some form of anticipation and using some form of moral intellect and seeing this, that nothing has changed, is only going to continue to get worse. The cycles of it is all it is a cycle. There is never, ever anything that is reestablished. It's the same thing over and over again. It's ubiquitous fraud that is cyclical. It goes in a circle. It's just going to come back around. Now, in New York, they wanted to establish this monument for that actually is to engage in Baal worship, which they already engaged in. This is why our children are missing. And let me tell you, I said that a lot of our parents are sleeping on the job. This article that we pushed, you must read. You must read, and we need to start to talk about what's really going on. And in the interest of time, I want to get into this, because this and the book of Enoch go hand in hand, and is one of the real reasons why they didn't want the book of Enoch to be a part of the so-called Judeo-Christian Bible. Not because they found something more godly for you, but because they found something that they didn't want you to start to ask questions on, because it would be difficult for them to agendize answers that would deceive and fool you. But see, but now it's always been there. Why? Because they're going to use that as an accusation and accusing you. This is what these people wanted. They wanted to worship. They wanted to have pagan worship. They wanted to have pagan rituals that are fomented in the killing and sacrificing of children. They do it in their music. You listen to music now, and so many of you have turned a blind ear to it, because what did they do? They did it this way. They've trained your ear to, after hearing it so long that you accept it. You accept a fad as a trend, then you accept that trend as your culture. How do they do it? They keep playing something, the frequency of it, to introduce to where you get bored with it. Because this is what they've done to you. They put you in a place to where all you really care about is being entertained instead of acquiring knowledge. Because if you acquire knowledge, you won't want to be deceived through entertainment. Entertainment has its place. But what they've done is that they inundated and embedded you into the ritual cultures of things through music, that now you'll start to sing the songs demonically yourself. And those spirits will start to actually attack your body because you are calling on them. There's a song where some lady said, y'all getting corny with this so-called Illuminati stuff. Girl, sit down. This stuff has been around for ages. You corny. And all of the people that follow this type of stuff is corny and naive. And that naive spirit is also going to cause the demise of you, your children, and your legacy. And in today's world, because of the economic structuring of things, parents aren't even there to guide their children. They're not even there to nurture them. They allow different things to do it because that's the system. And the thing is that we have to walk away from it. But first and foremost, we have to know ourselves before we can even start to try to identify with our enemy. Many of you know yourself. Now it's time for you to know the enemy and what the tactics of that foul person and all this debauchery is really about. And this is one of the things that it's really about. So I would implore you to read the signs of the time, back to the Baal worship. And we're going to jump into, and I'm going to tell you something. May is a very important month. A lot of you are not aware of that. One of the most important holidays in Russia is called May Day. One of the most important things in the Roman Catholic Church is May Day. There was a lie that was deceived upon the people with the so-called killing of a world-renowned terrorist on May the 1st, in that first week of May, because that was a part of the pagan rituals. This May, mark my words. I could be wrong. But I haven't been that often in the past when it comes to dealing with these people. Not because I'm right, because they don't care anymore. They're going to do what they're going to do. May is going to be a very bloody month. This is something that you need to know about. There was so-called, and then on May very early in May. This is when the U.S. government, the daily coming from J.P. Morgan, excuse me, Goldman Sachs took over Rahm Emanuel, that little swinish criminal coming from his kissing buddy, the CEO of America, going back to those little houses of men in Chicago that they frequent, left the White House and it was placed by Daley. Daley came in and smashed silver for economic reason. And they gave you a lie that they killed some dude named Osama bin Laden during then. Didn't even know that that was a part of the ritual sacrifice of deception. And it was huge because it was instrumental in the economic demise of your economy that you accept. But see, these are the things that they don't teach you in obedience school. These are the things that you have to find out from you asking one of the most important things is a question, and start that question to lead you into an investigation. And when you start to investigate, you should be looking for the truth, and you shouldn't care where it leads you or who it leads you through, because it's still the truth. So what I want to do is I want to introduce this, and I'm going to play a video. Then we're going to come back, and if we have time, look at this. And this neat, really, and the reason why I wanted to start the book of Enoch, part of the series, for it was for multiple reasons, but this was a very, very important one. Be careful what you're listening to. It doesn't matter how that stuff, you have to know what you're engaging in, because you're not just being entertained, you're being enchanted into a spiritual realm of demise and destruction. And before you know it, you will be actually contributing and actually aiding and abetting the child sacrifice that is rampant. And guess where it's rampant at? Look at one of the most powerful, influential, and one of the wealthiest churches on this planet. And look at what they've been engaging in. And you think that they've been engaging into it just because some of their priests are gay or pedophiles? No, it's because they are demonically charged. And people are too darn scared to say it. Let me tell you, at some point in some time, sometimes our cowardice becomes our demonic conviction. I would say, there are no punks in God's army. But there are plenty of punks that watch, and plenty of people that fail to engage and fail to try to do and to take care of their own and to charge their free will, where they say, regardless of what this person says or that person, this is why they started popularity contests, so that your free will be, you will surrender your free will to being popular. If popular was so important, all your friends would have been born out your mama at the same time. But the only one that was you, because you're uniquely powerful in being you. There is no safety in numbers. The safety is in you and what the great creator God Almighty gave you, and what the overall abilities of your team, of your omnipresent and omnipotent potentials, because it came from the omnipotent one. So you have to engage in this. So we're going to check out this. You need to hear what's going on with this and see how this is expanding, so you won't be fooled when somebody that a lot of people like says that y'all getting corny with this. Child, please, just because you have, just because you think it's cool and you've been so-called given the world for it, you can have the world. That don't mean nothing. That's temporary. But your soul is in your spirit is eternal. You better get off that corny stuff. So let's jump into this.
Ever since the Book of Enoch captured the descent of celestial beings to the earth, mankind has worshipped them as gods. Blood was spilled for atonement in order to receive special blessings from these gods. The Bible tells us these fallen angels were also known as demons, and they required human blood sacrifice. Perhaps they were feeding upon this energy, and the energy of the children were said to be the strongest. Although the Most High abolished Baal worship in Israel in the Old Testament, it never died. You'd see these gods morph into different personas, but the results were always the same. Blood was spilled, children were murdered in order for people to find favor from these gods, to the point where King Ahab even murdered his firstborn and his lastborn to Baal. These Baal rituals had to be done in perfect secrecy. They were bloodlust orgies where the people would bathe in the blood of the murdered child and have sexual relations with men and women, also known as bloodlust magic. Baal worshippers would spill blood and ask Baal for blessings with children, with wealth, with land, with harvest. This was a year-round thing. Practiced all the way up to the highest level of government in the ancient times. In fact, it was Israel's leading religion at one point before the Most High eradicated Baal worship from Israel. Archaeological evidence is replete with skeletal remains of Baal worship victims, with throats cut all the way down to the bone, children skeletons, with holes in their head from being struck and having their brains pour out and eaten by these Baal worshippers. In Canaan, they became known as Cainables, where the word cannibal comes from. Even pop culture and video games has captured the fact that Baal worship did not end in the days of the Old Testament. Let's take a look at this rendition. Here you see a person walking out of a fortress in the mountains high up, reminiscent of the days of the Old Testament where many of the fortifications were from mountainous areas. As he marches out in the horizon, you see Baal approaching in his splendor with his army of demons upon this noble character marching out alone to confront him, most likely to illustrate the power of the Most High is behind him. Even to be martyred in the name of the Lord is an honor, and this man shows no fear as Baal approaches. Baal has his sigils on his banners showing his allegiance. Where have we seen this before? This is a scene from the halftime show of Super Bowl 46, where Madonna comes out in the same fashion as Baal. This is another example of these halftime shows having a link to the ancient demonic past.
Baal! The gates of Sesheron have stood for eons beyond remembrance, and you shall not reach them now. Remove your foul demons from our land. We stand on the side of light. You shall not be allowed to reach Mount Ariat, and that which you seek will not be yours.
Enough! Enough! I shall take your position into consideration. Well, it seems your terms are not acceptable.
Now that we know who Baal is, what do these sacred pillars or obelisks have to do with him? They are erected at shrines and they are used as gateways in order to communicate with Baal on the other side. They are ingrained with hieroglyphics and occult symbols, which can be activated by the occult practitioner. These things are gigantic in some cases, and in other cases they are strategically placed in order to activate the gateway, which can be activated using blood. In the ancient times, this is also known as phallic worship, and you can see why. One of the most famous occult practitioners that almost took over the entire world is none other than Hitler. Throughout the German landscape through his reign, you will find pillars and monuments reminiscent of Baal worship and ancient Egypt. Inscribed on these four-sided obelisks were hieroglyphics and special occult symbols that are used to communicate with specific spirits, also known as demons, on the other side. I had a scientist once tell me that Hitler lost the war in the realm of spirit in a very mega spiritual battle that he was fighting. If he didn't lose that battle, we would probably all be speaking German today. We have to ask ourselves questions like, why are there so many obelisks on this map that we were looking at? What is the purpose? There must be an application. It's not just a decoration. So what was the intent on putting these obelisks in so many places? Well, I can tell you right now, it was to act as a gateway for these demonic beings to be able to manifest into our world. It was a communion. For all these places that you see, there's actually a counterpoint of the same obelisk in the realm of spirit, building a bridge, if you will, so they can travel over to this other side. And then we're getting into the realm of possession at this time. But these obelisks are everywhere on the earth today as well. None of them have been torn down, although they should if you look at what the Bible tells us to do about them. So Hitler was very, very astute in his architecture using these obelisks throughout his future Germany. Most of these obelisks that we see today were constructed out of limestone. What is the point of using limestone? What is infused into the limestone, if anything? It must be some type of vibrating electromagnetic component that allows a communion into the realm of spirit. We are getting into an angelic science right now, and most likely these secrets were dropped down from the times or the days of Enoch, probably shared through secret society like the Jesuits and the Freemasons today. You will find these hieroglyphics in Germany. You will find them in Sweden. You will find them all around the world. And you have to ask yourself why they are there. If the pharaohs were really defeated, how come the pharaonic science is still replete and captured and embodied in obelisk monuments around the world? There is also a relationship between Ra, the sun god, and Baal. He was also known as the sun god. As Baal worship flourishes, let's connect the dots between Hitler and this man in America, John D. Rockefeller, who was also a benefactor of Hitler during World War II. Yes, John D. Rockefeller did in fact sell petroleum to the Nazis to keep the war going during World War II. Standard Oil and its subsidiaries quickly managed to consolidate the refining business in the Cleveland area and then began to extend their control into Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and New York City. Beginning in the 1870s, Standard Oil employed a number of cutthroat business practices, including monopolization, rate wars, rebates, and intimidation. The Rockefeller dynasty eventually parlayed their financial success into politics, and the rest is history. But we did find a connection with the Rockefeller family and Baal worship, and this is no accident. The next photo you will see is their headquarters from the 1800s on 26 Broadway in New York City, which is now a historical site. You will find the sacred pillars, the obelisk, set up as a gateway on their building, on their rooftop.
Something terrible is about to enter our world, and this building is obviously the door. The architect's name was Ivo Shandor. I found it in Tobin's spirit guide. He was also a doctor, performed a lot of unnecessary surgery. And then in 1920, he started a secret society.
Let me guess. Gozer worshippers.
Right.
No studying.
After the First World War, Shandor decided that society was too sick to survive. And he wasn't alone. He had close to 1,000 followers when he died. They conducted rituals up on the roof, bizarre rituals intended to bring about the end of the world, and now it looks like it may actually happen.
These pillars are configured in a way that they create a gateway into the realm of spirit. You will see a symbol on the side of one of them, and also the only thing missing from here is an altar.
Exactly like the kind of telemetry tracker that NASA uses to identify dead pulsars in deep space.
Cold riveted girders with cores of pure selenium.
Everybody getting this so far?
So what? I guess they just don't make them like they used to, huh?
No! Nobody ever made them like this. I mean, the architect was either a certified genius or an authentic wacko.
Ray, for a moment, pretend that I don't know anything about metallurgy, engineering, or physics, and just tell me what the hell is going on. You never studied.
The whole building is a huge superconductive antenna that was designed and built expressly for the purpose of pulling in and concentrating spiritual turbulence. Your girlfriend lives in the corner penthouse of Spook Central.
At one time, this was the tallest building in New York City, giving the rooftops the perfect privacy from prying eyes as they performed their Baal rituals.
She's a doll.
Gozer was a man, whatever it wants to be.
Well, whatever it is, it's got to get by us.
Right.
Go get her, Ray.
Gozer the Gozerian? Good evening. As a duly designated representative of the city, county, and state of New York, I order you to cease any and all supernatural activity and return forthwith to your place of origin or to the nearest convenient parallel dimension.
That ought to do it. Thanks very much, Ray.
Are you a god?
No.
Then...
All right, everyone, just want to cut it there. We're getting ready to go to a caller that's in queue. I just wanted to, didn't even know that the Ghostbusters had a very defined role in Baal worship. Probably, maybe some of you had, but see, the overall mainstream media, the so-called stars, the Hollywood stars, they serve a purpose for a lot of the rituals that actually get played, because that is how they indoctrinate the common person into accepting this and then expanding this to where you would say, oh, there's nothing to that. That's just a movie. And then they also like to have these types of movies to entertain you into you being scared, because that's a spirit of death. And this is why so many people walk around so scared of this, so scared of that. And actually, they'll pay to be scared in a scary movie. You're engaging in a spiritual warfare that you are committing spiritual suicide in. This is real. It's real because of the events that happen and the energy that goes along with it. These people choose to live this way, and they're deceiving a lot of people into following them in this overall occultist generation. Now, you always heard me say, talking about the Nazis, was that they were not a political affiliated organization. They were neither Democrat nor Republican. They were a cult in nature. This is why the Bush family is attached to them. Nixon. The governments of today, the major corporations, the four city states, they all have their Baal worship. And we don't know. We just continue to do what I just got to get mine. I got to do what I got to do. And what do you think? What excuse are you going to use in your whole eternal life? Because I believe that this carries off, this type of energy that we have and we display here carries with us into the great transformation, because you are eternal. You're not temporal in nature at all. Never have been, never will be. And at some point, there has to be a moral stand of truth and honor and strength to where you can, where you say, I won't engage in that. As was said before, get thee out of my way. And this is so, so important. We're going to talk about some of these things. But I want to go to some of the callers that are there. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you're calling from? What is your question or comment?
Hey, what's up? Peace, peace. How you doing today, Dad?
Peace, peace, brother Bragg. What's going on?
Hey, listen, man.
You know,
you got my mind reeling right about that. But let me start like this, because I don't want to get ahead of myself. It's a little deeper than that. See, I come from people,
yes,
all these religious people. And like I told you before in a private conversation, some of my people got mad at me because I was telling them about what I had, you know, discovered in their religions and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, the people who they're really worshiping under the guise of other names. Baal is one of them. Gomorrah. These are fertility gods. These are gods of bloodletting. That these gods can only be appeased by letting blood. And listen, when you really start studying, you're gonna find out this stuff ain't no joke. They show you all this stuff on TV and shock you, but this shit is real.
Yeah.
You know, that blood is energy. Just remember, anytime you let the blood from anything, as the blood flows, the life ebbs out of that form. The blood is the power. So when you see all these killings, some of them are ritualistic in nature. You know, because I don't follow demonology or anything of that nature. What it is, I have started looking into the occult and whatnot, and I'm trying to be careful with what I deal with, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
It's black magic, white magic. I'm tripping on this stuff. You got Wiccans, you got all kind of stuff. Stuff that they talk about on TV like it's a joke. It's not a joke.
It's a practice.
It is not a joke. None of it.
It's a practice. So, yeah.
This paganism is so deep. You start talking about Saturn, Satan, Lucifer, Lightbearer, the sun. It's astrological. You got to really peep gang. It's many things. So don't be scared. Don't let them scare you away with things. I'm like, don't look at astrology. You got to look at astrology. That's how our people built this world. This world was built on astrology, being able to predict and manipulate the forces. So that tells you who these black people were in tune to this planet. They were plugged in for real.
And you know, brother,
they manipulated the Nile River before. These are the first architects. Every last pyramid is an energy center. See, they don't tell right. you that. You know, that's the, every one of them sits on a major chakra throughout the earth. They all line up back to Africa. Even the ones in Washington, D.C., they all line back up to the mother pyramid. Oh, I'm sorry. The mother pyramid is here in America and Africa, because I want you to understand they're one and the same. That's how bad them brothers were. They were here and there.
And you know, brother Rag, you made a point that I want to highlight real quickly. You know, you had said that, and the point was, we were talking about astrology. They don't want you to know that. And the reason why they don't want you to know that, because the only thing that they want you to be guided by is by their obedient school of disinformation and miseducation. Because if you know astrology, you'll always know where you are. You'll always know the seasons. You will always know the weather months in advance, because it all tells you what, that's where the almanac comes from, so that you can actually tell what is going to happen in the future.
You follow the universal flow. You follow the sun, right. the moon, and the stars. The moon makes the water act a certain way. Everything in this balance, in this order, has a reason. And you're part of that. You're part of this order. Just like these stars and whatnot, you lined up here too. But you're not as big as them. But you're made out of the same ingredients they are. Right. And that goes back to all this supernatural stuff. This supernatural stuff was started by us, by our people. Don't let nobody tell you nothing. So don't be scared of what your people started. They don't want you connected with you. They don't want you plugged into right. the energy. See, once you plug into your DNA, that goes back to the Fibonacci, man, to your DNA, the structure, the metallin, everything is all relevant. And everything they run you away from is relevant. Your blackness is relevant. You just don't really see it. But if you continue to study and watch these people, see, Malcolm X, people always quote Malcolm. One of the greatest things Malcolm said that stuck in me was study history. You'd be rewarded more by studying history than anything else, and it's no lie. Just by I started out basically studying our history, and then I started studying these people, these Khazars, these Jews, these Kibarus, these created people. It's deep, man. Let me stop right there.
No, it's so true. And you know, but it's so important, because the deception is there so that you won't realize how powerful you are. And the thing is that you are a creator also, and they want to bring in and propagate all of this fear so that you will be beholden and holding on to them, just as you hold on to different things that when you're afraid. What does fear do? It paralyzes you from thinking and to reacting. That's what they want you to do, is not to think and not to react. They want to dictate.
Know thyself, for ye are God. That tells you that broke the case. Not only know thyself, for ye are God, they left it in stone. All this paper that man manipulates, they left it in stone. Man, he can try to destroy it, but it's kind of standing the test of time. All the lies, Just think about this. This is the foundation of their whole manipulation. When that printing press was created, they were able to go in because they were the greatest liars that the world ever seen. So they manipulated history. They whitewashed history. They wrote themselves in the history in places they had no business. Now it's time, you know, light is being revealed on all nonsense, all trivialities. So you got a bunch of people that lied to another race of people, co-opted their name, their inventions. I was talking to some guys the other day, you know, I often wonder why I love cars. Man, Mr. Patterson, W.R.W. Patterson, created the automobile, a black man. But he's overshadowed by Mr. Ford. But Mr. Ford didn't do nothing but production line the car. And he didn't do that. Mr. Carver told him how to do that.
Carver told him how to do that. Exactly. Without Carver.
Another black man. And see, that's what Carver I'm saying. Didn't, people don't know this stuff.
Carver gave him an engine. Right. Carver gave him the engine that would have ran off peanut oil for thousands and thousands of miles per gallon. But Ford was like, no, don't want to do that. Who was tied in directly to the Nazis. And you know, brother Bragg,
he was tied directly into the Nazis. Him, the Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan Chase, all them boys, all them. I'm trying to think the robber barons. What else do they call
the robber barons? Yeah.
All of these boys tied directly into the. As a matter of fact, they are part of the American government right now, because we absorb those Nazis into this government. This is the history they don't teach you in school. This is the history you only find out. NASA and all this, CIA, all this was created with dealing with the Nazis. You know, it's deep, man. Our history in this world, if you start studying these people, you're going to find out these Germans, Jews, French, they all the same people from the Caucasus Mountains. All this stuff is to steal the land from indigenous, whatever you want to call them. Never aboriginal. Never that. Never call yourself that ever. But the people that were made it to the land, because each land had a dark-skinned people that was made it to that land. If you look at the United States, I get to see things, man. It be blowing my mind. I've seen about five or six of these maps, but it's a map of all United States, all Indian Nation, and all that Indian Nation was a black nation. You hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
The upper Alaskans, the Inuit, that was the Alaskan Indians. They had all black feet, too. All kind of Indians, they were all black. When these Europeans came over here to this sterile land, this land of great civilizations, they brought with them all that bloodletting, disease, murder. They brought the same conditions they had in the old country. Ritual murder. All that lynching, castrating, poking out of eyes, that's that ritual murder. Dig it up.
The pagan ritual, yeah, the pagan.
It's going to blow your mind when you get to that Jewish ritual murder. It will blow your mind.
Yeah, the pagan rituals that they've established, that they continue to establish. Listen, everyone, we're going to be getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, definitely would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and then hit star 61. I'll definitely see you in queue and bring you up. I'm going to log out real quick because I got to log back in. I don't know if Scotty, are you there? Not sure if Scotty's there. He's probably off doing something.
Scotty
doesn't come back, okay, Scott, were you able to put the book of Enoch back in?
Yeah, it's the last file that's in there. It got a funny name to it for some reason. It's like a bunch of symbols, but it's in there, and I tested it, so it'll play.
Okay, I got to log out and then log back in. Okay, everyone, so I'm going to log out, log back in. Scotty, if you could just run the commercials for this one, I would greatly appreciate it. Brother Bragg, hold on. Because we're going to carry this conversation in for the last 30 minutes. It's so important. Don't be shy. Definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Want to talk about some other things before we get into the Book of Mercury. It's there, but I can't see it, so I got to go out and come back in. So are you listening? We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Scotty, I'm running commercials, and I'll log out and log back in.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
I
Are you tired of mainstream media insulting your spirit and your intelligence? Join me, Zion. Allow me to shift your paradigm every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Shifting Paradigms, right here on Black Talk Radio.
Live to die, gotta live. Life is what it is. Don't have much, so my all I won't give. I'm saving you. Everything I keep on my own.
Most of the world's contributions have come from a Black man or Black woman. Right now is the perfect time to showcase our talents all over the planet. We are BIB Blacks in Business. Search for us on Facebook by typing in We Are BIB Blacks in Business and the name of your state or country. Join us for our new radio program every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. We are BIB Blacks in Business.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Back in, Dave.
Okay, well, yes, sir. Back in. Thanks, Scotty. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Without a doubt, if you'd like to get on today's conversation, we have our man, Brother Bragg, that's there in queue. Definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. And we will definitely see you in queue and bring you up. Now, what I wanted to talk about, there was a event that was going to so-called take place. It doesn't really matter. They're going to bring it in anyway. And I posted inside of Tando last week, and this was what the show about depopulation was going to be about, because they're engaging in human sacrifice, and they're actually targeting the young people. And if you look at this, the one that we post, the sign of the time, back to Baal worship. I want to talk about this article really quick before we move into the book of Enoch.
And don't forget Sadnella either, man, Dave.
Yes.
Sadnella goes right along with Baal.
Yes, yes, it sure does. So check out this article. And this is what the article say. New items on April the 19th, the reproduction of the ark that stood in front of the Tower of Baal are going to erect in Times Square in New York and Chatsworth Square in London. And those are two key points. Okay, London has a huge play in the Baal pagan ritual. And I'm going to tell you, the four city states do. Washington, D.C., while the obelisk is there, and the Albert Pike influence of the building of Washington, D.C. by stealing it from the Moors and Benjamin Banneker and everything else, while having Banneker actually design it in certain ways based off of astrological Freemasonry, pagan masonry worship. Let me tell you something. A lot of the brothers and sisters that are different in different organizations, you have no clue what you have engaged in. You have engaged in something that is using you for their overall agenda. They're smarter than what most people think. What they do is they get people into an organization, into a group, and say, see, these are the good people that's not doing certain things, that gives them cloaking and cover for what their real agenda is. You're being used, because what they do in these organizations, you may not know, because guess why? They've already tested your character and they know you wouldn't do it. So they don't allow you. They just use your image to create the deception for what they really do. these secret society. There is nothing, nothing that the great creator has ever created that you are unable to go to, because everything is open and free. There is no secret that needs, see, secret is the place of deception and manipulation. See, they'll tell you something different, but that doesn't make it the truth. And that's so important. So check this out. This is going to read on what I was going to say, the four city states, Washington, D.C., the city of London within London. And with all of this obelisk and all of this demonic worship, look at Devil's Alley within the city of London. Look at its symbol for the city of London. Look at its history. They tell you outwardly that they are demonic ritual, pagan ritual worshipers, and they are the financial institution of the world. Then you go to the Vatican. Oh, you didn't know about the obelisk that was there. See, they have people that are Catholic that are actually thinking that they are actually engaging in some things. But have you ever listened to their actual services in Latin? And if you knew Latin, you would hear that the calling of Satan that they would be engaging in. And they actively do it in the Vatican at the cathedral. From time to time, you will hear them call on Satan. And not only that, you can actually see the Baal statues that are there, and even that stand, the golden one that they say is not Christ, but what it really is a demonic pagan ritual of Satan. And that whole thing, they don't tell you because they don't want you to know. They invoke fear so you will never ever challenge the lies that they give you. Then you go from the city of London, you go to from Vatican, then you go to Basel in Switzerland. These are all of these known as the Bank of International Settlement, and their building is a boot at this place that was established by the Queen of England and the Nazis. But you might as well say the Nazis established it, because she is one. She is one. And she, if you research her and look at her overall lineage, you see the Nazi influence, which is always an occult. Has nothing to do. And NASA, that is a cult that was established by, that's run by the military. That's why everything that the military, that NASA does is military based. And who actually had taken over NASA? No, it was never Americans. It was always the Nazi culture. That's why when they won the war with Hitler, Hitler never lost the war. It was actually asymmetrical. They spread themselves out everywhere. And what did they do? All of the Nazi scientists came to the United States, and oh, there was one by the name of Oppenheimer that developed the most deadliest weapon that was known in history. Oh, it was no new creation. It had been around for centuries, because the nuclear wars had already been used as a blood worship and a blood sacrifice of nuclear war. And the Oppenheimer family bought you the nuclear bomb. Robert Oppenheimer, the father of the nuclear. And what did they do? Where does their lineage come from? Check them and you'll see. And you'll see their ties to Israel, the Baal worshipers of the Old Testament, that continue that neocon, that neo-Nazi, which is nothing more than neo-Nazis. That's why you hear now in the United States, they say that they are neocons. The neocons, that's neo-Nazis. This is nothing that is new. It's something that we don't know. We don't know history. And this is why it's so, you know, Brother Brad had talked about the printing press. Do you realize that they consider the printing press the greatest invention of all times, one of the greatest inventions of all time? Why did they consider that one of the greatest inventions of all time? Because it was the greatest propaganda and the greatest promoter of their demonic worshiping. We got another caller in queue before we go to finish this article and we jump into, I don't think we're going to finish, we're going to go to the Book of Enoch. So let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Can I be heard?
Yes, go ahead, brother.
This is Raj. How you doing?
What's up, Raj? How you feeling, brother?
I'm good. I'm just waiting for my wife to pick me up from the train station, but this is a fascinating conversation. I have some things to
contribute. First, sure. If you study the history of the Germans, you'll find that they are exactly the same as the Britons, British people, the French, the Scottish. They're all descendants of Germany.
Yes.
The original people from Germany were the Jutes. And it's J-U-T-E-S. If you look them up, you'll find that they're one and the same people. They just spread their cancerous white supremacy everywhere they went. Also, white people have been vampires in their culture. And that's why they put these things out in movies. When you see vampire movies, werewolf movies, they're showing you who they are, essentially, in the sense that they present themselves as normal human beings. And when they get you into a vulnerable situation, they transform into what they really are, which are the savages and murderers and genocidal killers that they've always been since we've encountered them. The other thing is Baal is also, this is to show you how much they commandeer our culture. The obelisk that they have stolen, there's one actually in New York City in the back of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. These were all Semitic original symbols that were meant to convey information about different kings and their accomplishments for their descendants to learn about and understand, and spiritual principles that these white people have commandeered, and they transformed it for demonic purposes. The obelisk in the Washington Monument is actually supposed to be a phallic symbol of George Washington's phallus. And it's just very interesting because when you really go back and you study even the colors of the flag, red, white, and blue. I went to Egypt with Renoko Rashidi on an African Heritage Study Tour. And when we were there, you can see red, white, and blue right in the temple. They stole it from us. Everything that they have stolen from African people, and we're just not aware. Even the whole concept of Satan. Satan, the name Satan was actually stolen from the Egyptian deity Set. Set was actually even older than Osiris. And right. I remember Bobby Hemmett had a video called, I believe it was called, Are You Really Worshiping God? Or something like that, where they were basically saying that Christianity basically turned God into the devil and the devil into God. And the funny part is when you study about Set was never considered evil. He was considered opposition, because the only way the human mind can conceive of questions to problems is with opposition. So someone had to invent a chair because someone needed a place to sit. Every invention came from opposition of some sort. And in order to work those things out, essentially you have to invent new and innovative technologies to help the people. That has now been transformed into something that has been demonic, and they've actually switched these things around, exactly like you said, in order to make us the bad people or the evil ones, and to make white people the good ones. And we've fallen for it because they've terrified us, using Christianity as that their means of infusing in us white supremacy as far as worshiping white people. That's what they did to our ancestors, and we are just continuing to follow that tradition, because these are all things that were completely stolen from us. The brother who was talking about the pyramids, he's absolutely right. They are completely aligned. And the Olmec people, it was Dr. Van Sertima who first put that out, and they came before Columbus. The Olmec people were actually descendants of Nubians and Ethiopians, those giant heads in La Venta, Mexico. They were seen to have the helmets that the men were wearing were actually Nubian, Ethiopian helmets that the soldiers would wear. And they also had seven braided hairstyles. If you look at the back of the giant head, you'll see these seven braided hairstyles with tassels on them. That's the exact same hairstyle that Ethiopian soldiers would wear, or military men would wear when in battle. So this is us. We're talking about our people, our culture, our history that has been commandeered and then refashioned and fed to us with these demonic rituals. And we have now, like you said, embraced these things because we don't study it enough to understand what we're looking at. And I just wanted to chime in with that because this is a fascinating conversation.
You know what? And I'm glad that you had came and said refashion, because Rod said that they had stolen, and it was absolutely right. But it was even more in which they've done it, and he chronicalized it perfectly, and they refashioned it. And yes, that was so, because that was the key to the whole thing. It wasn't just the stealing of it; it was actually taking the ownership of by changing it, so that the power that was displayed in its original form would no longer be would not be energized by the people itself, but it would be demonically changed, and that energy would be moved in a different direction. You have a figment of religion. It's not really what's really going on. You have the figment of the truth, and this is the real, real problem. Man, bro, great call. Definitely, we got to stay in touch, and when you get a chance, I'm gonna call you. I tried yesterday, but we'll catch up because you've done some things that I definitely would love to talk about. But hey, sure. We're gonna catch up because I got to get to the Book of Enoch. And but continue listening, man. There's so much that we have. Let me tell you something. What we're really dealing with is a demonic takeover of what the great creator God Almighty has established. Because that is, we have no real, I was telling some friends and family, we have no culture in this country. Don't think that we do. We have no culture. We follow trends. Because a culture will establish your overall, where you will be established to have sustainability. And that is what keeps you alive and independent and sovereign. Anything that doesn't keep you, any practices that keep you sovereign and independent is establishment of culture. Everything else is a trend that you're following. And we have to reestablish our culture. We got another caller. NQ has got to be quick, though, because I want to get to the Book of Enoch. Welcome, caller, to – who's it? Oh, welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Hello? Brother Davis.
Yeah, this is Brother Davis, man. I wanted to call let you all know that the listeners should have a pencil and a piece of paper when they come to Tando. Because the information that you get here, you should be doing your research on at home. Right. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you think that you're going to sustain it, you're not. But with a pencil and a piece of paper, you can record the stair steps to your own knowledge. I just want to put that out there, brother. You're doing a great job.
And you know what, Brother Davis, you know, and why that's so important, because when you write something down, you inscribe it in stone, in your mind stone. No one could ever Absolutely. Take it away from you.
Absolutely. Well, look, I just wanted to put that out there, brother.
Okay, Brother Davis, we'll talk to you a little bit later. All right, everyone, we're going to jump into the Book of Enoch because what I want to do is I just wanted to give you some different views as other than what mainstream and what the School of Obedience has been teaching you. This is what we talk about here. This is why Brother Braggs comes on. This is why Team Davis, the Davis team comes on. This is why you listen, because you want to get something. You've already recognized that, yo, they're lying, and it's all been a lie. I don't have to be someone's slave. They're not. See, what they want you to do is they want you to accept your bondage, and they have to have that done by fear. They have to have that. They have to have it cemented by fear, because a fearless person can't be deceived into surrenderance of their free will by way of fear. And they won't be paralyzed, because that's what fear does. So let's jump to the Book of Enoch. Let me just set this real quickly.
The Book of Enoch.
Here we go. Woo.
The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and righteous.
Hold on, brother.
For them all. And he just.
Okay, there we go. I got it set. Here we go.
For them all. And he judges them all before him. Wisdom found no place where she might dwell. Then a dwelling place was assigned her in the heavens. Wisdom went forth to make her dwelling among the children of men and found no dwelling place. Wisdom returned to her place and took her seat among the angels. And unrighteousness went forth from her chambers. Whom she sought not, she found, and dwelt with them as rain in a desert and dew on a thirsty land. And I saw other lightnings and the stars of heaven, and I saw how he called them all by their names, and they hearkened unto him. And I saw how they are weighed in a righteous balance according to their proportions of light. I saw the width of their spaces and the day of their appearing, and how their revolution produces lightning. And I saw their revolution according to the number of the angels, and how they keep faith with each other. And I asked the angel who went with me, who showed me what was hidden, what are these? And he said to me, the Lord of spirits has showed thee their parabolic meaning. These are the names of the holy who dwell on the earth and believe in the name of the Lord of spirits forever and ever. Also, another phenomenon I saw in regard to the lightnings, how some of the stars arise and become lightnings. and cannot part with their new form. And this is the second parable concerning those who deny the name of the dwelling of the Holy Ones and the Lord of Spirits. And into the heaven shall they not ascend, and on the earth they shall not come. Such shall be the lot of the sinners who have denied the name of the Lord of Spirits, who are thus preserved for the day of suffering and tribulation. On that day, mine elect one shall sit on the throne of glory, and shall try their works, and their places of rest shall be innumerable. And their souls shall grow strong within them when they see mine elect ones, and those who have called upon my glorious name. Then I will cause mine elect ones to dwell among them, and I will transform the heaven and make it an eternal blessing of light, and I will transform the earth and make it a blessing, and I will cause mine elect ones to dwell upon it. But the sinners and evildoers shall not set foot thereon, for I have provided and satisfied with peace my righteous ones, and I have caused them to dwell before me. But for the sinners, there is judgment impending with me, so that I shall destroy them from the face of the earth. And there I saw one who had a head of days, and his head was white like wool. And with him was another being whose countenance had the appearance of a man, and his face was full of graciousness, like one of the holy angels. And I asked the angel who went with me and showed me all the hidden things concerning that Son of Man, who he was and whence he was and why he went with the head of day. And he answered and said unto me, "This is the Son of Man, who hath righteousness, with whom dwelleth righteousness, and who revealeth all the treasures of that which is hidden. Because the Lord of Spirits hath chosen him, and whose lot hath the preeminence before the Lord of Spirits in uprightness forever. And this Son of Man, whom thou hast seen, shall raise up the kings and the mighty from their seats, and the strong from their thrones, and shall loosen the reins of the strong, and break the teeth of the sinners. And he shall put down the kings from their thrones and kingdoms, because they do not extol and praise him, nor humbly acknowledge whence the kingdom was bestowed upon them. And he shall put down the countenance of the strong, and shall fill them with shame. And darkness shall be their dwelling, and worms shall be their bed. And they shall have no hope of rising from their beds, because they do not extol the name of the Lord of Spirits. And these are they who judge the stars of heaven, and raise their hands against the Most High, and tread upon the earth and dwell upon it. And all their deeds manifest unrighteousness, and their power rests upon their riches, and their faith is in the gods which they have made with their hands. They deny the name of the Lord of Spirits, and they persecute the houses of his congregations, and the faithful who hang upon the name of the Lord of Spirits. And in those days shall have ascended the prayer of the righteous, and the blood of the righteous from the earth before the Lord of Spirits. In those days the holy ones who dwell above in the heavens shall unite with one voice, and supplicate and pray, and praise and give thanks and bless the name of the Lord of Spirits. On behalf of the blood of the righteous which has been shed, and that the prayer of the righteous might not be in vain before the Lord of Spirits, that judgment might be done to them, and that they may not have to suffer forever. In those days I saw the head of days, when he seated himself upon the throne of his glory, and the books of the living were opened before him. And all his host, which is in heaven above, and his counselors, stood before him. And the hearts of the holy were filled with joy, because the number of the righteous had been offered. And the prayer of the righteous had been heard, and the blood of the righteous had been required before the Lord of Spirits. And in that place I saw the fountain of righteousness, which was inexhaustible. And around it were many fountains of wisdom, and all the thirsty drank of them, and were filled.
Sorry about that one. All right, everyone. We're actually going to come back and continue this series, and we're going to read the article that was there. And there are things that we need to talk about. Want to get through all of this and then bring other things in and start to really have you start to question the things that you've been actually indoctrinated to carry without any real explanation as to why you should be carrying these burdens and the burdens of the sacrifices of the people that have been murdered, have been defiled, have been misled, have been led into bondage, and have been bound by falsehoods that is opposite of who the great creator God Almighty has always been by the creations of sustainable love, prosperity, sovereignty, self-determination, free will, and peace and love. Those are all opposites of what we have been actually schooled to surrender ourselves to. And I would say to a lot of people, have you really ever thought about the graduation ceremonies? Why you wear a square on your head? And why you wear a dark garb? It is all a part of the pagan rituals that are set in demonic practices. They won't tell you that, but you've been schooled by those same entities because the same organizations that chartered all of those institutions of miseducation are engaged in these practices. The sacrifice of children, the sacrifice of men through war, disease, poverty, and famine. The great werewolf is released. Rod said, talked about the vampire. The vampire out of Transylvania have to know that history and what that is all about. It is all a part of that demonic ritual. And some of us couldn't wait to go to a vampire movie. They have celebritized demonic worship. And this is why nothing has changed. And then what they came back around to is they've developed policies and procedures known as what that have had the overall authority of a government seal in demonic worship. And they call that patriotism. And they chart you off to demonic rituals of war all the time. At some point, at some time, we need to see ourselves the way the great creator God Almighty has established us. And if we're not able to do that, then don't dare pass a mirror. It's not worth it. You are nowhere near in contributing, or you are nowhere near creating the possibilities of your endless bounds. So just want to thank, let's real quick, Brother Bragg.
Hey, Dad.
Brother Bragg, we got 2 minutes.
Hey, Dave, I just wanted to say this, just to show you how this runs. English, the language we speak, was German language, spoken in England after 450, heavily influenced by French and somewhat by Scandinavian. That's the language we speak. We speak English. That's where they come from, West Germanic language, spoken in England after 450, heavily influenced by French and somewhat by Scandinavian. That's where our language comes from.
It's the practices.
Things that be tickling my mind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know what? It's so funny. If you know anything about history, they've always said the blood-sucking British, because if you look at their history, it tells very, very warmongering, and is actually more of a society that has been established in the taking of blood.
Control Holocaust across the board.
And
you do the history
and sacrifice, right? Right. The Holocaust is the burning of, and the sacrificing is the bloodshed. And that's exactly, Brother Braggs is right. So listen, everyone, I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And I would always say, before you ask for a fortune, make sure you bring some great harmonic energy and good fortune to people around you, because the great creator at some point and at some time saw that worthy enough to create that masterpiece in you and in everyone else and every living thing around you. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. It's I'll see you later. Take care. God willing, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Much love, much respect. Peace. Thank you so much, Brother Bragg, and everyone else, Brother Davis and Raj, for calling today. Talk to you soon.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.